Psalm 78, an instructive psalm of Asaph. Listen, my people, to my law. Incline your ears to the words of my mouth. I will open my mouth with a proverb. I will utter riddles of ancient time which we have heard, and we know them, for our fathers related them to us. We will not hide them from their sons. Up to the last generation we will relate the praiseworthy things of the Lord, as well as his strength and his wondrous deeds which he has performed. Indeed, he has established a testimony in Jacob, and he has set up a law in Israel, which he commanded our fathers to make known to their sons, so that the last generation may know. Sons that are to be born must rise up and tell their sons in turn, and they must put their hope in God and not forget the works of God, and they must keep his commandments. Furthermore, they must not be like their fathers, a refractory and rebellious generation, a generation who did not prepare their heart, and whose spirit was not faithful to God. The sons of Ephraim, armed archers, turned back on the day of battle. They did not keep God's covenant, and they refused to walk in his law. And they forgot his works and his wonders, which he had shown them. He worked marvels in the sight of their fathers, in the land of Egypt, in the countryside of Zoan. He divided the sea and ushered them across. He made the water stand like a mound, and he led them in the cloud by day, and all night long by a fiery light. And he split rocks in the desert, so as to give drink, as from a great depth. And he brought a stream out of hard terrain, and he made waters flow down like rivers. But they still sinned against him again, in rebelling against the Most High, in an arid land. And they tested God in their heart, by asking for food for their appetite. So they spoke against God, and they said, "Can God lay a table in the desert?" Behold, he struck a rock, and water flowed, and streams overflowed. "Is he able to provide bread too? Can he prepare meat for his people?" So when the Lord heard it, he became irate, and a fire was kindled against Jacob, and anger with Israel arose too. For they did not believe in God, and they did not have faith in his salvation. Then he commanded the skies above, and he opened the gates of the heavens, and he rained manna on them to eat, and he gave them heavenly grain. Man ate the food of the mighty ones, he sent them provisions to satiety. He set an east wind in motion in the sky, and he drove a south wind by his strength. Then he rained meat on them like dust, and winged fowl like the sand of the sea. And he made it fall in the middle of his encampment, all around his tent sites. So they ate and were very much satiated, for he had brought them what they desired. They were not averse to their desire. When, with their food still in their mouths, God's anger arose over them. He killed those of their company who were fat, and he brought down the youths of Israel. In spite of all this, they still sinned, and they did not have faith in his wonders. So he ended their days in vacuity, and their years in fear. When he was killing them, they sought him, and they diligently searched for God again. And they remembered that God was their rock, and that the Most High God was their Redeemer. Yet they dealt with him deceitfully with their mouths, and they dealt with him dishonestly with their tongues. And their heart was not right with him, and they were not faithful to his covenant. Yet he is merciful, he expiates iniquity, and he did not bring them to ruin. And he went to great lengths in averting his anger, and he did not arouse all his fury. For he remembered that they were flesh, a wind that goes and does not return. How often they rebelled against him in the desert, and grieved him in the wasteland. Then they tempted God again. They limited the Holy One of Israel. They did not remember his intervention, the day when he redeemed them from adversity, when he performed his signs in Egypt and his miracles in the countryside of Zoan, when he changed their rivers to blood so that they could not drink their liquids. He sent the gadfly on them to devour them and frogs to molest them. Then he gave their produce to the consuming locust and the results of their toil to the swarming locust. He destroyed their vines with hail, and their sycamore fig trees with frost. And he consigned their cattle to hail, and their livestock to bolts of lightning. He sent the fury of his anger on them, wrath and indignation and opposition, and a deputation of harmful angels. Then he considered the course of his anger. He did not spare their very selves from death, and he consigned their life to pestilence. Then he struck down every firstborn in Egypt, the prime of their strength in the tents of Ham. Then he moved his people like sheep, and he led them like a flock in the desert, and he conducted them safely so that they did not fear anything. But the sea covered their enemies, and he brought them to the border of his sanctuary, the mountain which his right hand had acquired. Then he drove out nations before them, and he assigned them an inheritance by apportionment, and he installed the tribes of Israel in their tents. But they tempted and rebelled against the Most High God, and they did not keep his testimonies. And they slid back, and they dealt treacherously like their fathers, and they changed direction like a crooked bowshot. And they provoked him to anger with their idolatrous raised sights, and they stirred him to jealousy with their carved images. God heard and became irate, and he greatly disdained Israel. And he forsook the tabernacle of Shiloh, the tent he installed among men. And he delivered his strength into captivity, and his splendour into the hand of an adversary. And he consigned his people to the sword, whilst he became irate over his inheritance. Fire consumed his young men, and his virgins had no celebration. His priests fell by the sword, and his widows did not lament. Then the Lord awoke, as if from being asleep, like a warrior rejoicing from wine. And he beat his adversaries back, he gave them age-abiding reproach. And he rejected the tent of Joseph, and he did not choose the tribe of Ephraim, but he chose the tribe of Judah, and Mount Zion which he loves. And he built his sanctuary as an elevation, like the earth which he founded age-abidingly. Then he chose David his servant, and he took him from the sheepfolds. He brought him from looking after dairy cattle to tending Jacob his people and Israel his inheritance. And he tended them wholeheartedly, and he led them in his wise care.